Today's Shi'ez Masechta Zvachim Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin on the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey on the Beis. Oshem Shenas Arav B'Shlamim. If a carbon Oshem got intermingled with a carbon Shlamim, so as we come clear in our Mishnah and our Sugi Beis or Hashem Yisbarach, we have a real challenge here because the Oshem could be only eaten L'Yoyin V'Layla for one day and one night. Carbon Shlamim could be eaten Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad for 2 days and one night. What should we do? Shimon Omer, Shneim Yishchatu B'Tzofen, even though the Shlamim obviously does not have to be slaughtered B'Tzofen, the Oshem does, but there's no reason not that you can't do the Shlamim B'Tzofen, so do the Shlamim B'Tzofen, V'yoyin Chluk L'Chayim Shebehen. And we should eat it as the more stringent, meaning only Yoyin V'Layla. Omer Loi, to which the Chacham said to Reb Shimon, Emevim Kachnal Beisab Sol. By doing this, we're going to lessen the amount of time we could eat the shlamim, and which is inappropriate. We're never supposed to do that, and therefore this we should just rather wait, as we learned in the first Mishnah of our Perek, Yirach Yistav, let's wait until it becomes Balmum, and then be poided. So as the Tferes Yisrael explains our Mishnah, he explains that it's specifically in the case of an Oshem and a Shlamim, which in terms of process, where to Shecht, how to Shecht, where to do Zrik Saddam, they're all the same. And therefore, Rav Shimon says, do it this way. But let's say a Shlamim and a Chattas got intermingled. Would he avoid that the Shlamim and a Chattas are not the same? The Zrika, as we've learned many times, is done in different places. Then the Halacha would be very different. Furthermore, Rashi says, the concern is, as I explained when we learned the Mishnah, the concern here is that we're limiting the amount of time that the shlam can be eaten. That normally a shlam can be eaten shnei yom v'layla echad, and here we'll only be able to eat this shlamim yom v'layla. But truthfully, as the Rishonim point out, when we speak about the sugya and the concern of eim avim kachon basic psul, there's another concern as well. And that is the concern of limiting the amount of people who may eat it. Because a carbon oshem, for example, can only be eaten by Kohanim. A carbon shlamim can be eaten by Yisraelim. And that certainly is a concern. The Mefarshim say why Rashi doesn't emphasize that concern is because if we're going to do Yirach Yistav, this oshem won't be eaten anyway by anyone. And therefore, in our Mishnah, the concern is only a concern of how long rather than who may eat it. Interesting machloikas achroinim that I saw. The Meraimei Sadis has a very big kula. The Meraimei Sadis says that in a situation, the Mishnah speaking specifically, where it's one chatas and one oshem, one shlamim that got intermingled. Let's say, says the Meraimei Sadis, it would be many of one type of carbon and just one of the other. We could then follow the majority. A very bechidish. Most, the Sfasemis disagrees. He says, as we've been learning in our entire parak, we don't say bittel. We wouldn't say bittel here either. Furthermore, this Mishnah is the basis for what we know is the Halacha. That certainly the Halacha is on Shabbos and Chol Hamoed Pesach. We don't, Shabbos for Yontif and Chol Hamoed Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Sayda. Why? Because we can't bring a Karban Toida. We don't bring a Karban Toida on Shabbos, Yontif, nor on Chol Hamoed Pesach, because with the Karban Toida came along 40 loaves, and some of those laws were chametz, and obviously Pesach we can't have chametz. However, the minig also is, the halacha is, that we don't say mizmor l'soyd on erev Pesach. Why don't we say mizmor l'soyd on erev Pesach? For the very reason that we're learning in our Mishnah. Because in erev Pesach, on Pesach we can't eat the carbon toida. So if you bring a carbon toida on erev Pesach in the morning, you'll be limiting the amount of time you can eat it. Carbon Toida is allowed to be eaten L'Yoyim V'Layla. Here, once Erev Pesach, the afternoon comes, certainly the evening, you can't eat Chametz. So Erev Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Soyda. Al Minig is also an Erev Yom Kippur. We don't say Mizmor L'Soyda. Why? Because Mizmor L'Soyda, because on Yom Kippur, you can't eat the Carbon Toida. So if you're going to say Mizmor L'Soyda, Erev Yom Kippur, you're limiting the amount of time you could eat the carbon taida, and therefore it should not, our minig, as the Ramah says, is not the same as Mosoid on Erev Yom Kippur either. Interestingly, and this is very connected to what I just said a moment ago, Davni Nezer says that an argument can be made that there are people that would be able to eat the Karban Toida at night. Children, sick Kohanim, but as we just learned, that included in the concept of Eim Avim Kachon Vaisa Psul is that if you limit or lessen the amount of people who may eat the Karban, it's included in the concept of Eim Avim Kachon Vaisa Psul. Here too, even if you have sick Kohanim or children that could eat it, but most Kohanim can't, and therefore the minig is not to say Mizmul Soida Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, I saw there are those that have a minig not to say any kabbonis besides Karban Oila on Erev Yom Kippur. Because all kabbonis you shouldn't bring on Erev Yom Kippur, because by Yom Kippur you're going to be limiting the amount of time you could say you could eat the Karban. Erev Tisha B'Av, we do say Mizmul Soida. Why do we say Mizmul Soida Erev Tisha B'Av? Because we believe the Mashiach will come, and when Mashiach comes any moment, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av will be a Yontif. Yom Kippur will remain Yom Kippur, but Tisha B'Av will be a Yontif. We're allowed to eat. So part of our Amunah is specifically to say Mizmul Soida the Erev Tisha B'Av, with the Amunah that Mashiach is coming. However, I did see a minig quoted by the Maril. He says, all of these days that we said not to say Mizmul Soida, the halacha is as follows. If there's a perek of Tehillim, you can't alter the way you quote that perek Tehillim, add or delete psukim, says the Maril. But in the capital of Mizmul Soida, it's not a perek of Tehillim. It's really a compilation of psukim. So if you just take out the words Mizmul Soida, which is the problematic issue as we've been learning, the rest of that piece, you could say, even on these days, they were saying not to say Mizmul Soida. Continues the Mishnah. However, this Arvu Chatichas B'Chatichas are pieces of carbon got mixed up, where we got Kachim Kachim mixed up with Kachim Kalim. So now, as even the Rabbanan will agree that we don't have an option of Yerush Yestav, because Yerush Yestav is only an option by live animals, obviously not by pieces. So the halachas on the Cholim L'Yom Echad and the Cholim L'Shnei Yomim, that you have a mixture of Kabbanis that could be eaten only for one day with Kabbanis that could be eaten for 2 days, V'Laila, the night in between. So since we don't know which is which, Yoichol K'chom Shabbat, we should treat them all as the most stringent. And in fact, the Mepharshim say, sometimes the Shlomim can be more stringent than other Kabbanis. That's why the Mishnah specifically uses the Kamer. Because let's say the Shlomim was shechted yesterday, and the Asham was shechted today. So even though an Asham is only Nechel Yoyim V'Laila, and a Shlomim is Nechel Shnei Yom V'Laila, but the expiration of the Shlomim is when night begins tonight, and the expiration of the Shlomim, of the Asham, is only by Chatzos, or in the morning with the Raisa. And therefore, the Mishnah says, K'chom Shabbat, we always look at what is the most Chomer Digger time. Interesting, Rashash. The Rashash makes the following comment. He says, we can never have a situation, the Mishnah speaks about different pieces of Karbonis getting intermingled. Says the Rashash, we can never have a situation where Oila gets intermingled with other Karbonis and we shouldn't be able to tell. Because he says, the way the pieces of Oila were cut was very different than the way all other Karbonis were cut, and therefore would always be discernible. Says the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamei Derav, Shvius Ein Loichem B'Demeh Truma. We're not allowed to purchase with Shvius funds Truma. Neshe Matem B'Achiloso. So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. When we take Shemitah produce, Shemitah is a din of Zman Bir. Zman Bir is when this produce is no longer available in the field, Kol Lechayim in a Sada, when it's no longer available in the field, it also should be burnt. And the way the Rambam learns, it means it has to be completely discarded. So Truma has no expiration date. Shemitah, as we just learned, has an expiration date, and therefore we should not use Shemitah funds to buy Truma, because Mematim Bechilosai, we're putting an expiration date on this Truma. There are other Mepharshim that explain the Gemara differently. They explain the concern is that Truma, there's halacha that Zorim may not eat Truma. There's halacha that Tamei, the Truma becomes Tamei, or a person who's Tamei may not eat Truma. Shemitah doesn't have those halachas. And what we're concerned here is that we're making the Shemitah have the Truma laws as far as Tamei, as far as who can eat it. Interesting, Shaila la'alocha la'maisa, based on this Gemara and Yisrael. Can you use Shemitah olive oil? Can you use Shemitah olive oil to light Hanukkah candles? because the halacha we know is that you're not allowed to have hanor from the lighting of candles, from the candles, the Hanukkah candles. So you're being mamat. Here you could have used this oil that everybody could benefit. You could use it for personal benefit. Now you could only use it for a mitzvah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Obach quotes in the Michel Shlomo a Ritvaz that says that indeed you shouldn't use Shemitah olive oil for Hanukkah candles. The Dimri Yosher is not so certain that that should be the halacha. So again, says the Gemara, Tani Tani Kamed Rav, Shvias Ein Loichem Demet Truma. Ne Shematim Bechilosoi, but his man Dir. That's, I learned the Gemara like Rashi. Like Rambam, the many Mepharshim say Rashi agrees with the Rambam. The Ramban, however, has a different interpretation of what Zman Bir means. According to the Ramban, when Zman Bir comes, the person has to be mafker all of his Shemitah produce. But if he wants, right after he's mafker it, he could take it back, he could take back ownership. So how will we explain our Gemara according to the Ramban? Say to Mepharshim that even according to Ramban, at that moment when you're mafker it, when you're the owner of the Shemitah produce or mafker it, it's not necessarily that you're going to take ownership. Somebody else may seize it first, and therefore you'll be mamat, or an animal may seize it. Shemimat bechalosa. Amru Rabbanan kameid the Rava. So Rabbanan said this halacha to Rava, and Rava commented, "Hard luck, Rav Shimon. This doesn't seem to be following the opinion of Rav Shimon. Dik Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon just taught us in the Mishnah, Mavin kachnul beisab sol. There's no concern about limiting something. Amaluhu." To which they said, I feel tamer of Shimon. This halacha could even be consistent with the opinion of Shimon. Because when did Rav Shimon say his halacha? Hani mili di'evid. Where we have the situation that we described in our Mishnah, these two animals intermingled. L'chatchila to go and do something which will cause it to be lessened, loy. Ask the Gemara, is that true? L'chatchila loy. Esve abaya. The halacha says, the kulin rishoyim kahanim lishanas bechilosin. Says the Gemara, kahanim can always, we'll talk about what this word lishanas means, change the form they eat. Lechel, he could eat the meat of kabonis, tsluyin, roasted, shluka means overcooked, rishoyim means cooked, olos is letoichon, and one could put into the food, the kachim, tavlin and chulin, and tavlin and truma. Spices of chulin, spices of truma. Divir vishmol. So what do we see from here? That we're limiting the amount of time that we're taking this truma produce and we'll be mamad. Because once it becomes part of the kabbonis, it'll have the rule of the kabbonis. What is the rule of kabbonis? The rule of kabbonis is 1 day in a night, 2 days in a night, afterwards it becomes nicer. So how can we take the truma produce, l'chatchila, the truma tavlin l'chatchila, and do that to it? Amalei. So which he responded, Hanach l'tumas tavlin d'rabbanan. Tumas tavlin is only d'rabbanan, and therefore we don't have to be so strict. Most Rishonim explain, and this is a big machlokes Rishonim, that the only produce that has a chi of truma mid'raisa is dogon tirosh v'yitzer. And tavlin certainly doesn't have a chi of d'raisa. The Rambam seems to learn that even peiris, even all fruits, have a chi of truma d'raisa. But spices are not, obviously, fruits. What does the word l'shanis mean? So I saw three pshatim. One pshat is, the Rav Chizda's opinion is, that l'chatchila, the right way to produce, to cook kachim food, is by broiling it, tzli. That is the most significant way. The Torah uses the words l'mashcha. K'derech shemalochim oichlin. We have to treat it in a very significant manner, which is by broiling. L'shanis means, let's say you don't like broiling, you like it another way, you may. Another pshat in Lashanis is, let's say you have a number of kahanim shearing a piece of meat of a carbon. Every kohen Lashanis could choose his own preferred method of how to prepare it. A third pshat, interesting pshat, is Lashanis means, let's say a kohen gets a large piece of meat of carbonis. Some of it he wants to eat broiled, some of it he wants to eat boiled, some of it he wants to eat roasted. Lashanis, he could take one piece and cut it up as he would like. This halacha, say the Paiskim, to eat the carbon, kederach shemalachim oichlin, l'mashcha. So I saw a Yam Shel Shloima, says this is the basis of the minig. If you ever go to a pidyon aben, the minig is that the kohen sits during the pidyon. Why does the kohen sit? And everybody else is standing, especially the father of the boy. Why? Because it shows moshcha. Everything that a kohen does should be done in a royal manner. Kederech shemalacha ma'ichlim. Sitting when everybody's standing is considered kederech shemalacha ma'ichlim. Interesting that Yamsha Shlaima, just to digress for a moment, the Yamsha Shlaima there says that there were people that had a minig that they would seek out a kohen who would agree to give them back the money after the Pinyan Aben. So he says there, having a fancy meal by Pinyan Aben, there's no requirement. Giving the kohen, the chum islam, is a din daraisa. So giving the kohen the money is more important than having a fancy affair. In fact, I saw that they quote that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Rimanover was a kohen, and very often he would be called the Pinyan Aben, and he would always specifically use the money that he received as the kohen for all of his personal needs. He says, because in all other situations when you earn money, you have to be concerned, did you really earn it honestly? This is the most honest money, he said, I earned. It's the money that the Torah said belongs to me. That's the money that I feel most comfortable using for my personal needs. But now the Paiskim ask a different question. If we're learning, the Rishonim discussed this question, if we're learning that we're concerned about truma going to waste, so ask the Rishonim, it's a week before Pesach, and I have truma of grain, which everybody agrees is a doraisa. So how can I go make that grain into bread, into chametz? I'm going to have to throw it away on Pesach. So isn't that limiting or wasting it, which we're learning is osur? So some explain that if you got grain anyway, you wouldn't keep it on Pesach for the concern if it wasn't washed properly. So you're not really wasting it. But others explain that if we just finished learning that there's a din l'moshcha, everything that the Kohanim receive and everything the Kohanim do should be kederach shemalachim eichlem. Telling Kohanim that you got grain and you have to eat it raw, you can't make it into bread, you can't make it into cake, is certainly not l'moshcha. And that halacha of l'moshcha is such an important rule that it supersedes all other rules. In fact, I saw the Chalkus Yoyev takes this concept one step further. We know that, we just said it a moment ago, that shum is not allowed to be consumed when you are tamei, when it is tamei. So ask the Chalkus Yoyev, maybe when somebody gets grain, truma, and he makes it into flour, and then he puts it into contact with water, he shouldn't do it. Because we know that until a food comes into contact with liquid, it's not susceptible. So shouldn't we try to avoid it? That's the Chalkus Yoyev. Answers the Chalkus Yoyev, that no, that there's a din l'moshcha, and telling you that you can never have your grain come in contact with water won't make the grain very appetizing. So certainly, there's no reason to avoid it. One more interesting discussion in the Mefarshim. Here the Gemara says that you're not allowed to bring the chulin. Here you're allowed to bring tavline chulin. You're allowed to bring these spices of chulin into the azara to eat the kachin. But haven't we learned there's an isser of emavin chulin lebeis lazara? You're never allowed to bring chulin to the azara. So how can I bring tavline chulin into the azara? So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz, I think I've quoted this opinion earlier, is if you're, there's a din, for example, ein yeshiva b'azara elo malchei beis tovid levad. Only the malchei beis tovid are allowed to sit in the azara. So there's a Tosfos Masechta Yuma daf chaf hei that discusses the kohanim have to eat a lot of the kachim in the azara. Does that mean that they have to stand? Says Tosfos, of course they're allowed to sit. Nobody should stand when they eat. When the aloch is, you're not allowed to sit in the azara, is only when just if you want to sit for no specific reason. If you're sitting to eat kachim, it's fine. Similarly, ein revealing chulin beis azara for no purpose, but here you're bringing it to make the kachim meat tastier, it's mutter. One teretz. Another teretz is ein revealing kachim, ein revealing chulin azara only applies chulin of a type of a carbon, of a type of an item that can be used for kachim. So you can't bring an animal that's chulin into the azara, because an animal could be brought for a carbon. But spices are never brought for kabonis. There is, on an item that never is brought for hegdish, there is no rule of emavim chulin lazara. A third teretz is, when is there a halacha emavim chulin lazara? When your purpose is to take this item which is not hegdish, and the halacha is that in order to use something for kaidish, you have to be makdish it first. You weren't makdish it and you want to be makrovit. That's asr. But if you have no intention at all to use it for Hegdish purposes, you're just using it to spice your meat, that isn't a violation of Eimavi and Chulun Beis Azara. Eisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Mishnah, in Masechet Maaseh Sheni, Ein Loichen Truma Kesef Maaseh Sheni, you're not allowed to purchase Truma with the money of Maaseh Sheni, Shemat Bachilasai. Because by using it, by doing so, you're limiting the Truma. Because Allah is Maaseh Sheni can't be eaten when you're an Oinen, Maaseh Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and therefore you may not do so. Rav Shimon Matur. And there it's saying, L'chat Chila. So isn't it a rider of Shimon's Kula is not only in a Di'evit situation, even L'chat Chila, Ishtiklai. He remains silent. Kiosel Kameder Rabbi Yosef. Amalei, Amai Loi Tassivis Maha. Why don't you ask from the following Mishnah? The Mishnah says, in Masech Tashviyas, Eim Avashlim Yerik Shal Shviyas, you're not allowed to cook a vegetable, a Shemitah, B'Shem Shal Truma, in oil of Truma, Shlo Yaviyu Kachin L'Beis Apsol. Because by doing so, you're limiting the truma. Because till now, you could eat it with past the zman beer, and now you won't have to eat it. As we explained before, you have to discard it before the zman beer. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You know, if you have one question, and it's a good question. So what's the point of asking another question? And he's saying, why didn't you ask from that? So I saw two turut. So he says two turutzim. The Mefarsh should say two turutzim. Number one, because the Mishnah in Shviyas appears in Shas before the Mishnah Masechet Maaseh Sheni. So I prefer to ask from the Mishnah that comes first. Number two, it seems that we're talking about Shemen, that's Shemen Zayas. And Shemen Zayas is Truma Daraisa. So the tarots that we gave before that we're talking about Truma Darabonon wouldn't work here. Amalei Abaye, and Abaye indeed says to him, V'lav mi yosef simha d'tavla, we already asked the question. V'amalei, and when we asked that question previously, we said that that question could be answered, because hanach l'tumas tavla d'rabbanon, and that's why Chazal were mekel. Hachinami will say that we're talking about tumas yerek, and since the tumas yerek is only d'rabbanon, we can be mekel that even though it won't last past the zman beer, we're not that strict. Says the Gemara, if that's the concern, what the Mishnah should have said, Yerek Shal Truma, which is only Drabonon, B'Shemin Shal Shviyas, with oil of Shemitah, and since it's only Drabonon, that's why we could be Mekel. Says the Gemara, V'Lav Mi'asev Shemimus Nisan. Says the Gemara, the question is really not compelling. Because when we asked the question at the beginning of the shiur, that we wanted to say, that Rav Shimon, how do we have Rav Shimon's opinion consistent with the rule of Ein Loichen B'Mei Truma? And we answered, the Amalei, that we said it's referring to situation the Erev. We said it's situation that's a Di'evit. Hachinami will say that it's the Erev. Ask the Gemara, E the Erev, if we're saying that this is a situation, we're not that somebody is l'chatchila mixing, buying truma produce with Shemitah funds that causes it to have a limit till the zman beer, but it's referring to situation. We already happened that somebody purchased Shemitah, that they got mixed up, that they cooked the vegetables together with that oil. So my time by the Rabbanan. Why would Rabbanan disagree with Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, because we found in our Mishnah, midah d'hav, that we found at the beginning of the Mishnah, that Rabbanan dispute Rav Shimon by Oshim v'Shlomim. Says the Gemara, how could you compare the two situations? Midami, hasam, as we explained when we began the shir. The reason the Rabbanan are machmer in our Mishnah, when the Shlomim and the Chattas get mingled together, is because they have an option. Instead of treating it all like an asham, which will cause, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, to limit the amount of time you're allowed to eat the carbon, do yirach yistav, isle takanta, beria. You have the option of yirach yistav, so they prefer that over limiting the amount of time that carbonus could eat. Ha, in our situation, where the oil of the truma and the vegetables of the shemitah got mixed up, We don't have such a, we don't have any option. Halas le takantaburiya. So it'll be halay dami. Isn't this more similar or completely similar to the second case of the Mishnah? What was the second case of the Mishnah? L'chatichas v'chatichas, when pieces of kabanas got intermingled, were there, even the islaita, even the lesta kanta, where there's no option, that even the rabbanon will agree. So now the Gemara's question is a great question. You're saying that the rabbanon are that this mission is referring to a situation of b'di'eved, and that's why Rav Shimon is makel. Because there is no option, but we find in this Mishnah the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Shimon. But if it's referring to a situation that's b'di'eved, it should be like the second case of our Mishnah, that there's no machlokes between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. Even the Rabbanan agree that when there's no option, there's no concern of aim of being kach on the base of psul. Maskula Ravina, says Ravina, it's not the same. Midami. Chaticha, shebechatichis. Indeed, in the second case of our Mishnah, when a piece of carbon osham and a piece of carbon shlom get intermingled, less like the content, there's nothing we could do. And since there's nothing we could do, even the Rabbanan agree that there's no concern of emavi and lakachal based psul. Less like the content klal. Hi, in our case, is like the content beschita. As the Rishonim explained, what's the option? As the Gemara is going to explain a little more in a second. When you have the vegetable of Shemitah cooked in the oil of Truma, says Ravina, you have an option. Squeeze out that oil. And of course, it's not a great option, but say to Rishonim, that's exactly how Ravina understands the machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. According to Rav Shimon, when you're facing such a situation, where you have an option, but it's not a great option, so says Rav Shimon, we're not worried about emavi and kach on the base of psul. The Rabbanon are very reluctant ever to bring kach on the base of psul. So even though we have an option of what to do, what is an option? To squeeze out the oil. Even though it's not a great option, they prefer to go that way than to rely on being emavi and kach on the base of psul. And that indeed is what Rabbi Yosef says. Because Rabbi Yosef says, hey, chineschet, what exactly, how are you explaining, says Rabbi Yosef to Ravina, the option? Nischet tuva, should we squeeze it out much? Kamasad b'shvis. By squeezing it, it doesn't do much good for the vegetable. Nischet porta, squeeze it only a little. Soif yiruvimarev, there's still oil left. And that's why Rabbi Yosef says, it's considered a b'dievet situation. And if we're going to say that Mishnah is referring only to such a circumstance that it happened with the Evid, then the Rabbanan ought to agree, with Rav Shimon. It must be that Mishnah is talking about L'chatchila, and Rav Shimon holds even L'chatchila, and the Rabbanan do not. Ask the Gemara. Eisvei. We know there's a Mitzayra to be considered a full-fledged Mitzayra. It has to go through the full purification process. It has to be Mitzayra Mukhlet. The definition of Mitzayra Mukhlet is somebody who's confirmed as a Mitzayra. There's also somebody who's a Mitzayra Muzgur. He was quarantined. We have here an individual who's not quite certain. What was he? Was he a Mitzayra Mukhlet that has to go through the entire process? Or was he a Mitzayra Muzgur and doesn't have to go through the whole process? So the Mishnah Masechet Nazir says as follows. We have this individual. He doesn't know if he is or he isn't. L'machris, maybe a shamay. He should bring the carbon asham that a mitzvah has to bring when he begins his purification process. And he brings a loig of oil. Voimer, and he makes the following tonight. Ish a mitzvah, if I'm a mitzvah, hareza a shamay. This is the asham that I'm mechuyev to bring. V'zel loigoy. And this is the loig shemen that I have to bring along. Vimlav, if I am not a Mitzayra, and therefore since I'm not a Mitzayra, I'm not chuyv to bring a carbon asham. Asham zeh shall shalmin nedava. This animal should not be an asham. It should be a shalmin nedava. What we should do is shech that animal b'tzofen, like that was safe. If it's an asham, we're doing it properly. If it's a shlomim, as I said at the beginning of the shir, there's nothing that prevents us from bringing a carbon asham in the tzofen of carbon shlomim in the tzofen of the azara. Umatn behoinus, the smicha of the nesachim, the tenufas chaz v'shoik. We should treat it with all of the chumras. The halacha is the blood of a carbon asham etzara has to be put on the right toe, right thumb, and right earlobe of the mitzvah. So do that over here. Do smicha. So the mefarshim are very troubled with this word smicha. Because if it's an asham, or if it's a shlomim, it has the same chiv smicha. So why is the Mishnah teaching us, do smicha l'chumra? So some rishonim indeed say that the smicha would be the same by an asham or by a shlomim, just telling us the entire procedure, even though it doesn't represent something special. But I did see an interesting pshat. We know, and this goes back to something we discussed in the previous year, we know that there's a chiyuv smicha medoraisa on a carbon shlomim. However, there are rishonim that suggest that the chiyuv smicha on a carbon asham is only medrabbanan. What's the nafkamina? Going back to what we discussed in the previous year. If there's a chiyuv deraisa, so how should smicha be done? We learned early in the Masechta, b'kol koichai, with all of your might. If it's only the Rabbanan, not only should it not be done b'kol koichai, it may not be done b'kol koichai. Why may not it be done b'kol koichai? Because as we discussed in the previous year, you're not allowed to do something like that to an animal that's hegdish. Teaches us the Mishnah, do smicha l'chumra, because the iser of b'kol koichai is superseded by the chiv smicha on a shlomim, the nesachim. And again, if it's a shlomim, it requires nesachim. If it's an asham, it doesn't require nesachim. Treat it l'chumra like a shlomim and bring nesachim. Do tenufas chaz v'shoik, which is the halacha on a shlomim, not an asham. The nechal, but we should eat it l'yoyim v'layla. It should only be nechal l'yoyim v'layla. Why should only be nechal l'yoyim v'layla? Because we have to be machmer that it may be an asham. And as we've been learning in our entire shir, a carbon shlomim is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad. A carbon asham is nechal l'yoyim v'layla. So since we don't know how to treat this animal, l'chumra will treat it like a carbon asham, and it's only nechal l'yoyim v'layla. What is the question of the Gemara? The question of the Gemara is that here we're doing so l'chatchila. The l'chatchila, we're taking an animal and we're treating it this way, even though there's a possibility of mivim kachin beis apsul. We're limiting the amount of time where it may be eaten. That instead of maybe being allowed to be eaten for 2 days or one night, we're taking it down to 1 day or one night. We began the shir that it is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef that even Rabbi Shimon, who's not concerned with aim of mivim kachin beis apsul, only holds so b'dieved. Here we're doing a l'chatchila. How can we do this l'chatchila? Answers the Gemara. Tikkuni gavrishani. Why we're doing this? Because if this person isn't given this option, he'll remain a suffik mitzayra for the rest of his life. A terrible situation. Being left as a suffik mitzayra for the rest of your life is considered like a d'yevet situation. And therefore, we have Rav Shimon and perhaps even the Rabbanon agreeing that in a d'yevet situation, there is no concern of eim avim kachon beis apsul. Says the Gemara, HaTenech Asham, we've successfully said what to do with the animal. Bring the animal and make the Tanai. If he's mechuyav karban asham, great. If not, it should be a shlomim. However, loig ma'ik l'meimer, he has to bring along a loig. So if he's a mitzayra, so he has to bring the loig. We discussed extensively earlier in our Masechta that he brings along a loig of shemen, and the kahanim take that loig of shemen and they sprinkle it, and then they put it on his head, and then they keep the rest. But if he's not a mitzayra, what will be with this loig? Says the Gemara, dama loig ye nedava. He says the loig should be in the dava, as we're going to learn that according to some tanoim, you could bring something known as a carbon shemen. And the carbon made completely out of oil, and it's treated like a carbon mincha. And you should bring that loig that way. Ask the Gemara, v'dim olam mitzayrahu. Fine. So again, we're bringing the loig of shemen. But maybe he's really not a Metzora. And therefore, what are we considering, as I just said, the Loik Shel Shemen? We're considering the Loik Shel Shemen or Karban Mincha. A Karban Mincha requires Kmitza. The Loik Shemen of the Metzora doesn't require Tzmicha. Again, let's read the words of Gemara. The Dilma, perhaps La Metzorahu, perhaps he's not a Metzora, or Ba Makmitz, and we have to take off Kmitza. Doesn't matter the Makmitz. We'll take off Kmitza from this oil on the chance that he's not a Metzora and this is a carbon shel shemen. As the Rishonim. It's a good Chazara. We learned earlier in our Masechta that the Kabbalah of the oil of the Metzora is very different from all Kabbalah Saddam. Normally when you do Kabbalah, you do it in the hands, you do it in one hand with a Kli Sharis from a Kli, from Karban Mincha. By the Loig of the Metzora, we learned earlier, you'd have two Kahanim, one taking it into the other hand of the other Kohen. So why isn't that a concern of the Gemara? Answers the Gemara, that answer the Rishonim, that requirement that we use two Kahanim for the Loig Shemesh Metzora is not an absolute requirement. And here, we'll use one Kohen, or vice versa, the rule of the one Kohen is not such a hard and fast rule. We'll stop here.